Okay, it's Jim Smith, Reel 6. Jim, so this plane is buzzing you, is it?
Yeah, it's buzzing all over it, and like you said, left head entirely. He has letters around his name, by the way, that lad. I don't know what they are. Jim Beings will tell you. And he said, you better tell the lads to get dug in. He said, I think that's best bet, that's all right. So I thought, I'll go where I can. But anyway, I went, I'm wrong. He told me before the plane came to tell the lads to dig in.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So I went around, I said, he says, get dug in. Get dug in. It must be joking. You know what they told me. And back, he said, to all of them, I said, I didn't what they said. But this plane come, didn't it? You'll never see strange movers fast in your life.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it again.
Yeah. Was this plane firing, or was it?
Well, no, it was just certainly.
Yeah.
Person, I think it had spent what he had. Did you do? Mm-hmm. That first plane, I'll tell you, the second plane, which were involved with myself. I didn't realise it till after. And, dig. You were down in 2 minutes. Sad, you know.
What was it, a German? What sort of plane was it?
It weren't a big one.
A fighter or something?
No, it was a fighter.
Yeah.
Or a light bomber.
Yeah.
Anyway, that went. Away. Yeah. But it must have dropped a bomb somewhere. Because you weren't allowed to have two in a trench. British Army. One man, one trench. Not two men, two trench. Now that were changed after that plane had been over, because wherever they dropped the bomb, and he were a black man lad and all, he were in the trench and they couldn't get him out.
Yep.
So he was suffocated. I don't know just where it were, it was just a bit further down than us. Wasn't our officer, but it was sent down in future to a slip trench. Because if the slip trench collapses, there's a better chance we two than one.
Right.
Which you'd think makes sense.
Yep.
So with that, like, it was two men to a trench.
Because you were a little way away from the front line here, weren't you?
No problem. Yes.
But so what happens then?
Well, when it came daylight, we moved forward to more or less, which you don't know where I did, to another thing. What I would say, good for man, which like you were training a thin stretch then, because only 5 miles. And we got on. And where we were, I don't think it was fine. But anyway, we get in this field, and not infantry, just the vehicles. You know what I mean? Now, whether infantry lads were vehicles at the back or not, I don't know. But our lads were together, or anti tank with them and the machines and the guns. So, obviously, I was there with tops of the carrier. So, Dixon come up, Sergeant, and he says, Hunter, good airborne, he said, he's at top of column. Bullet came. Top of column, he said, he tell you what, Jarvis, and I don't think carry was up this way. All of a sudden, one hand shell come down, you're right. But one hand shell, that just like on him. More red.
Yeah.
Like fairy. Like a red up. And it is a ration wagon.
Ration wagon?
I was sorry. Blew it to me. Obvious, everybody were out, you know.
Yeah.
Now that were the first days of that.
Got it.
Like as far as shell goes. and our driver, and our seat driver says, when I'm up low, and goes very well. Obviously, there'll be about six officers, seven, over their big bases. So they all got to carry. I decided to carry. Excuse me. And they couldn't get in the lower. But that's what I'm here. He said, Danny, we're carrying on so this way, that way, that. I said, yeah. But when we come to the car, what's dead at Gateway? So we turn left there. So we go to the fast lap. We're running into Jerry Lund. So we got it. And what they were doing, it was all group for all the officers, at these lights anyway, taking over the positions to relieve the lads when they've been into D-Day.
Okay.
And they were a big chateau where the officers had to take them. Anyway, it comes to this gate. Well, it may not be at all. Looking out at it, beautiful. They were just like in Kent, apple trees, beautiful. You know, cattle were dead and that.
The cattle were dead around?
They're dead for days, blown up. Belly's blown up. And that, gone to us. I left and went in. Because they met the other officers that were waiting for the other companies and the A company, the big company, and the plants were going for the boy. They don't. These officers that were there, it turned out of that. Damn. That was the lawyer. The number of the man.
Yeah.
Joe Muggins. I thought, what did you rush in that? Lovely day. Oh. He said, this instigator down that, they were a mess. They were a mess. And then all of a sudden, somebody grabs my legs. So, get down here. I didn't dance, I must have done. I didn't get it out. Bombs, motor bombs, jellies, morning minis, where they come.
Yeah.
And they're created. I love it.
So you have been shelled by something, somebody.
Yeah. 23 across the road at Jellies. Fell out of here.
Were people getting killed and injured then?
They were fetching them up on stretchers. Old jeeps, you know, top on stretcher. He said, now do you know why I drag you down? I said, aye.
So that was your first real sign of proper action?
Proper job. First shell ever seen land, you know.
Yeah.
Motor shell. Morning minis. That's doing what morning minis. If they started like, and one landed, 200 yards away, you'd wait for the next one. Now, if it come this way, they're coming to you. But it went the other way, you know.
Yeah.
That's how you got to it.
Yeah.
So anyway, gets out. Went airborne, went out, could take case. But out there, so he'd been further than me. So I couldn't go up to the front and carry it. He had to go to a position where I'm going to have to go.
Yeah.
Comes back, all come back. Got it. There were no one sat up when they come out last night. They nearly led a one moment to get out. I thought, yes. Well, you've two positions in the car, you. One where you can drive up and one where you're on the deck. I thought, awesome. I slipped, went up. I thought, that's it.
So you're more protected then by driving lower?
Down the bottom.
Yeah.
Now it's got to come through that life. It's mucker nettles. But if a shell comes it carrier, that's it anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, it gets back to the lads. When I was pulled up, he said, "Whoa, come here." That's all I said. Because I know him like me and you.
Mm.
I've driven him that long and got, you know, you know how you badge with. I said, what do you want now? He keep him out of what you say. I said, not much as blank about that one, is it? He said, no, I said, I'm upset. He said, we're going in tonight. I said, where are we going? He said, in that position. He said, we're leaving them so they can have a break. He said, they're a mess, and I said, yeah, they're a mess. And they were. I read his chair, he said, you come, and they got right through it.
Mm.
You know. But anyway, was in at night. As usual, tossed her ass to lead person again. I thought, I knew where I'm going. And I got it here, and he said, right, somewhere. I thought, yeah. I went, it's the side of the wall. Oh, it must. Stones must have been as wide as a fireplace where you've got to talk to
him. Yeah. A thick stone wall.
I thought, I knew. That's it. Now, the next shot were more or less in HQ then. I suppose we were coming nearly, but didn't know it. More or less in HQ where all orders were sent out. But that's where he turned it to go, so I went. And that night, the Irritant Wall with spandrels all night. Irritant Wall.
Yeah.
So first thing you do, you get your rifle, don't you?
Yeah.
Not Germans, you're coming kind of style.
Hmm.
And Colonel
Burden.
Colonel Burden. Blackburn fell again. 1914 soldier. Come around to this great officer, come around and said, listen, you see them walls up top of this the chateau? He said, you see them walls around here? He said, now that's the only way they can come. He said, don't fire, keep them as they are. He said, they're written as everything. He said, you know, actually, he said, they're feeling. What's cool?
Yeah.
Don't fire. No, what we're at, don't fire. That's a, if you see something, fire. So obviously they're all night, aren't they?
Alert, but not firing.
And you're getting it with all sorts, but no damage.
Mm.
And you feel down. Like Bill Whittaker, who looks at him. I said, what's to do? He said, do you know what we're sat on? I said, what? He said, two dead Germans. I said, yeah, what's video of you? He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm stopping here. I said, there's no way out. There's no hand shifting from here.
Well, you were in a trench or something, were you?
No, it's Chateau Yard.
Oh, in the yard?
In the big courtyard. And everybody were out, you see. Then what we'd been in before had dug in the yard. The officers had gone with the platoons to put them where they had to go, the positions.
Mm.
So at night, you see, it were a matter of doggo, still, no firing, unless, of course, somebody rushed into the yard.
Mm.
So we were there a few days, and I'll tell you in now. There's something tells you to fear, to be frightened. In other words, there's something tells you that it's not safe. It's an instinct. I don't know when you're there. You know, it's dodgy. It's dodgy. It's
sixth sense. Like
I don't know
sense.
What it is.
Hmm.
Someone tells you. But they tell me after, that's an Englishman.
Right.
Right.
Hmm.
A bit more than most as a soldier.
Hmm.
He said, it's in you. I said, you what? He said, it. He said, a bit more than most. And I thought, there must be something in it because every place where you go, and it's more, it's up in some places, and you even smell scent. It has a dirty soap.
Yeah.
It has a queer smell.
Mm.
Right away, you tighten up. They're not so far away from here. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Addictive.
Yes.
It's like, it's an Englishman. It's no just a frog in. Not a Frenchman, I don't know. But it's funny. It's an intuition. It tells you. And you can't explain what tells you. It does tell you.
Mm. But this is now, you've only been there a week or so at this stage, Jim, haven't you?
No, man. The weather, four or five days it might have gone, I mean. More through than that. So we pull out and we let the Oxford books take over. See, they made a bit more solidified then. So we went out and went back. He says, we went back to a place, I think it was Granville.
Hmm.
I went at Granville there. Before Granville.
But it was in that area, which is that area you're talking about there is just west of Caen, really, Jim?
Yeah.
Granville.
Just before Granville. Before the answer there. Oh, it's a gamble. Yeah. Oh, whilst I bought R.K. Martin at Chateau.
Yeah.
Where we first got to that night. And we went back in a field further back.
Mm.
At half a mile back. And lads were all around us. And at night he says about 4 o'clock. He said, well, I think we're going visit the lads, which you have to do, of course, and go visiting round. I think I'm going to say the lads, like, come on, Smudger. I said, right. So we'll wait a bit. What's to do now? I said, just look around where that place. And there were Germans up at place. But there were stuffed uniforms.
There were what uniforms?
Stuffed.
Stuffed uniforms?
With it.
Dummies.
Oh, there were dummies, I see. Yeah.
And also, just a bit further down from them, were markers, like your television markers, you might say.
Yeah.
Way across.
Hmm.
Now, what did that tell you?
Tell me, Jim.
He says to me, why don't you get these pips off me? I said, no, it's obvious, isn't it? He said, well, I said, that's America. I said, they know where we are. They know where to play. Is that right? America, check them out.
Yeah.
Bob's gone there. I know about it.
Mm.
See, they ain't got out.
Mm.
It proved to be a good thing, as well went on, did that. Because every time Montgomery took a position, after, he withdrew for 3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Germans will now start that wall to their woof, 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 and they're not getting on it. That morning after, he just pulled it. Nobody killed. Surprise.
They just moved back from the positions that they were in.
Position which the Germans knew we took.
Yeah.
Because they had it marked up.
Mm.
Which their rangers on the 88mm guns or whatever could stop you all day.
Yeah.
They knew you were there.
Yeah.
They're crafting Monty now.
Yeah.
Right. All established, yeah. Pull back. They're right back a couple of miles.
So
that saved a lot of
So now you're getting into some real fighting here, aren't you, it seems? But you go on from here, presumably.
We went into Granville. Mm. This was another shock. Initiative again. Whatever. And I thought, you clever Joe. Clever Joe. It's quite true. He wanted a fellow in the Kennedy. We're at Granville. He said, anybody comes up that lane, you don't ask, you shoot. And you shoot to kill. Right. Take quite a little bit after Tommy Neary. As far as I know, I could have shot Tommy Neary just like that. So I said, you know, I think I can remember that. I said, well, we were in Granville. Tommy Neary. Proper job, Granville. And as we're looking there in front of us, this one of our tanks knocked out. Churchill tanks were called, many per tank out. Churchill.
Could have been a Churchill, yeah.
Churchill. Both of those were knocked out. And Jimmy said, just go and see if there's any tank Denims, Granville, you know, they're
yeah. Tips.
I said, well, it looks like he's had ammunition. He said, go on, I'll cover you. He went up for only up for me to that,
yeah? Yeah, what, about 30 yards?
About 30 yards or so. Mm. It worried me because I thought somebody could creep round there at night. He said, go on, go on, I'll look. He said, I'll cover you, all right. Just walked over quietly. I'm tensing it. And I'm just like that. You have an inside door where they come out and where they go in. Mm. Now looking in, obviously everything was like that. Overrunned.
Yeah.
Until I looked where my hand were. It was a soldier would have been burnt and he tried to get out and burnt everything. My hand were in his skull.
English tank. Driver or gunner or something,
left.
Yeah.
And he just got to do it, little stumps, black issues.
Yeah.
If I'd have seen, I wouldn't have done it. But I just put my hand on like that, looking because you couldn't roll black.
Jimmy, who is this, by the way?
Jimmy Eaves,
okay.
He was my ammunition boy.
Yeah.
No, he weren't, he rock gun boy. Because I rock carrier then.
Right.
And now.
So you've gone back to Jimmy Eaves?
Gone back to Jimmy Eaves. He said, don't sit there. I said, don't ask me, Jimmy. I'll sit there. He said, what's to do? I said, young man, the headline. That brave for Jimmy. I got in the morning. I said, oh, it's right. So, we got down, night down. I just got out to sleep. Well, getting down, I done my turn, raised her up. And your feet have to touch.
Yeah.
Your toes have to touch.
In the trenches.
When your eye wants to so they wanted him to
nudge.
So I just got down. Obviously don't talk. Whispered him. I said, what's to do now? He said, listen. And
was that Jimmy Eaves again?
Aye.
Yeah.
He said, listen. Good years is Jimmy better for me. The lot of Jimmy catches I didn't. I said, it's like somebody creeping through the ditch. He said, ah. I said, which way is he coming then? He said, he's coming to the right. I said, well, you get to the same thing for that. He said, oh. I said, I'll put it on. An automatic, and he put it on. I just looked on the side, I thought that. it's like monkey nettles here. You have to fend it in.
Yeah.
So then it just comes down to you. It's a, you know, well, it's a miracle, I don't know. You'll need to go out that every day. And that happened before, after. Happened after many a time. Signal corps, or that's 26. At the ripper in the line, what we broke.
So it could have been Tommy Neary repairing a line up there. As far as you know, it could have been Tommy, because he repaired lines.
Yeah.
But did you actually fire then?
No. As soon as we thought, well, now this is it, like, you have to do it.
They said signal call.
It's a signal.
Got it.
English.
Spoke just in time.
Eh?
They spoke just in time.
Oh, well, very high.
Yeah.
Two or three times, I don't know.
Yeah.
It would have been dead up. Would have been with me anyway. But anyway, so I get down. Right. Get up at the morning. Said, I don't know, I said, there's someone looking after us. I said, what's he do? He said, look there. And the shell had passed right between us and come up its field and never exploded.
Yeah.
I think I've told about that before.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've heard other stories from other people as well where that's happened. And it's, I mean, when it happens to you, you must think to yourself, well, how lucky can you get?
Come through us. I was let down with it. Come through it back, we were ducking. Through it back, a bit free.
How far away was it when it's...
That's just as far as for me, that shed again.
30 yards again, yeah.
30 yards.
Yeah.
So they know where they were firing.
Yeah.
Right? So he says, quiet this morning. I said, it mustn't be so bad, I said, because... He said, I have help. He said, I'll go. I said, oh, no, no, I said, don't go there. He said, what do you mean?
To this tank, do you mean?
To give it to him.
Yeah.
I said, don't go up there, Jimmy. He said, what for? I said, there's a crossroads up there. I said, isn't it? There's either a sniper or a spandau on that corner. I said, that's a bit. I said, it's done almost the damage up here, is that, you know? He said, which side are you on? I said, well, what do you mean? He said, there's nobody been up there. I said, what are you talking about? He said, where did it come that way? He said, we called it up here. He said, where have been up there? I said, no, we haven't. No. The crossroads, sir. Never been. Told Larry before, I did tell him. Catholica.
So you told him there were crossroads here?
Yeah. I'd never been there.
You'd never been there?
Never been on there.
But there was proven to be crossroads
there
later on. Yeah.
And there were dead bodies on the crossroads.
Yeah.
So where do you get that from?
I don't know how you explain that one, I don't know.
Not just that one, other things, you know. And he'd only happen to me. Why, why me? Now, we moved from there, and we went on to a place. Why, it's Alaboon, those Albert, as we call it.
Yeah,
I
now...
think I'm right.
Well, let's just put in a bit of background, because yes, you moved down to, I can give you the date for Boisalbert, or boiled halibut they called it as well, didn't they? But I'll give you the date for that, which was August the 12th when you got down there.
Boisalbert before Eversley.
Yeah, well, it's after Eversley.
Yeah, we'll forget Boisalbert.
Talk about Eversley then, Jim.
We went from Granville to Eversley. And we had to go in Eversley with machines and let them roll down hill with nothing ragged. We were that near. Caius went to front, multiple sailors went to front to me. The Caius, Abraham, Ben Caius, Mortis. Brengle Caius went to front to me, which Brengles were not Brengles. They had a section. Mortis, anti tank, Brengle Caius. That's what they were supposed to. We were the sports holder, first battalion. So they went first, Mortis, then, of course, our leading officer again, leading anti tank. So he gets stopped. Oh, and everybody's in a turmoil. They're running in there and everywhere. Dusty jumps out and he's gone somewhere. And I thought, I'll stop it here. So there's no way I'm leaving this safe place. Leave me alone. Can't get down anyway. So that's what we carried. And I was just saying, stood as anxious as that. You know, I thought, not staying. You could see him walking across the field at night. I must say forever ago, it's keep quiet. Good the bats. Then everybody comes up to me. He says, these are Germans to me, these are Germans. Like I said, I had.